Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So some of you are holding on to some real good memories that are no longer current memories, and you need to let them go so that you can get what's next. So what we're going to do, we're going to get the right information, and then we're going to get narrow focus, and boom, we're going to go for it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's it.
I haven't reached the highest height. The Nobel Prize is what's next. What you getting ready for? What's next? What's next for you?
Many of you will not be successful because you've got this giant goal and no steps to go with it. You're just in your mind like, girl, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. Like, what is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year. Can I be real with you? If you can't measure it, it ain't real.
Keep your dreams phenomenal. Keep your vision phenomenal. Keep it phenomenal. And now I need you to get your weight up. As an individual, I need you to get your schedule up. I need you to get your life up. I need you to get your words up. I need you to get your heart up. I need you to get your action up. I need you to get to a place that every single thing that you do is phenomenal so that the life you want to live, you can actually live that life. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? Why me, God? Why did I get MS? Why did I get cancer? Why did my mama die? Why did I get fired? Do you understand? Listen, you got through that. You got put through that because what that does, that tension produces greatness. Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it. And the harder it is, the better. We're going to put in work because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded. And when you out there dealing with the real world, it ain't pretty. You got to have heart. Get some heart.
You actually had a lot of things going on with, you had stuff going on with dealerships, you own all these different things with cars.
Patrick, I bought a Mazda agency when you couldn't give a Mazda away.
I remember reading
because
that.
Because the Wankel engines were exploding, you couldn't give one away. And I built that into the biggest agency on Long Island, as far as Mazda was concerned. And it was a lot of work, and I had to do things differently, but I was able to build it. I think I had a head for business, I had a knack for it. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not the smartest business guy around because there's a lot of things in business I don't enjoy doing. But there were certain talents that I had that worked well for me. And I always tell people this, when you're in business, I don't think it's a good thing to micromanage because nobody can do everything good. But here's the deal, do what you do best and delegate the rest. And then be a good, you know, watcher of these people. Make sure you get the most out of them. That's how you do it.
You know, it's you can't hang out with the wrong people and be accountable to the wrong people, continue to do the wrong things and think it's going to end up okay. You know, it's the definition of insanity, you know, keep doing the same wrong thing, think you're going to have a different outcome. So, you know, and I look, in this life I have found out, number one, we are who we hang out with. We're judged by the people we surround ourselves with and who we are accountable to. When I was on the street, I was accountable to my oath, to my boss. I was a criminal. Every day of my life on the street, I'm violating the laws of God and the laws of man, because that's who I was accountable to. Now, you know, with the grace of God, I've been able to, you know, transform that part of my life. I'm accountable to God, to my wife, to my children, to people that trust me. So I'm on the right path. I try to stay on it. But, you know, remember this, you know, it's what I tell these guys too. You can take the boy out of Brooklyn. Can't always take Brooklyn out of the boy. I have the same instincts that I've had. They don't go away. You know, sometimes I want to deal with things the wrong way, but I catch myself, you know, as much as I can. But this is a tough life to navigate.
It's a violent life at times. You're part of the life, you're part of the violence. There's no question about it. But murder in that life was taken very seriously.
It was taken very seriously.
You couldn't just go around rampant killing people. I don't like this guy, I want to kill him. You know, a made guy had a lot of respect. And if that guy was in trouble, first of all, the only one that can order a murder was the boss. He had a sanction. You couldn't do it without his okay.
Not even a made man or a cowboy. It has to be the boss.
It has to be the boss. And there was a lot of discussion about it. It wasn't that, hey, this guy's got to go. Okay, go get him tomorrow. That's the end of that. No, it was taken very, very seriously because remember, the life is built on respect. When you earn your stripes and you come into that life, you're a respected guy. So if something you did wrong, well, they're going to make sure it was wrong. And then if you violate the oath, you know, you're going to pay the consequences. But it was something taken very seriously. You know, a lot of people think that we just went around and random killing people and killing people on the street.
That's what the movies tell you, though. The movies make it seem like that, yeah.
I mean, I certainly didn't witness that in my lifestyle.
You didn't witness that in your life?
Not random stuff.
Oh, random. Random.
It was taken very seriously.
Would you live the life all over again?
Now, because I'm a guy of faith now, and I've turned my life around, I can never go back to that because I know that I did a lot of things that I regret during that time. But take that away, would I want to go back and at least have that experience again? I'm being honest and I might get ridiculed for this, but I think I might. To have the experience, because look, you know, I learned things in that life that were invaluable to me throughout my life. And if you take away the bad stuff, and just put me back in that environment around my guys and some of the, I think I might, Patrick. And again, I hope I'm explaining this right, because
you're going to have 50,000 young kids right now go become mobsters.
No, I don't want that.
You know, Valuetainment produced 22,000 new mobsters in the world.
No. Let me make that clear.
Let's give the disclaimer as well.
Let me make that clear. I said it's an evil life. I said you're selfish if you put your family through that. You're going to end up in prison or dead, one of the two. Government's got it all. And it's morally wrong. I mean, there's no question about it. But look, there was some perks in that life, you know, that I enjoyed. I got to be honest with you. Now, the price you pay as a result of the short time that you're going to have those perks is terrible because you're devastated.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The rest of your life. So it doesn't make sense. I speak to a lot of young kids. I speak to gangbangers. I go into detention halls. I have an influence over them, obviously. And I tell them straight out, you're going to be in prison for the rest of your life, or you're going to die. It's one of the two things. And they'll say to me, but Michael, you know, I saw you in Goodfellas, and they had the money, they had the power, they had the girls. I said, yeah, but did you watch the whole movie, or did you just stop in the middle? I said, who got killed? Who went to jail? Who became an informant? Whose wife left them? Whose kids suffered? Why don't you see that part? And you know what? They don't. They only focus on it. They don't realize it's very short-lived. And that in the end, you're going down. And so please, anybody listening, parent, don't get upset with me. I speak to these kids and I tell them the truth. It's a bad life. Don't ever pursue it. Don't ever make the mistakes that I did.
I had a really good friend of mine. I went to lunch and he said, I don't know who this guy is here in front of me. And he goes, let me ask you a question, honestly. Right now, what are you grateful for? And at the lunch, I said, nothing, brother. There's nothing good in my life right now. As I'm mouthing these words, two people walked in with an older man. Both of them clearly were fighting cancer somehow. Both had lost their hair. One of the ladies had a bonnet on, and they were barely moving in. Both walked by our table and gave me the most warm greeting, the warmest smile as a stranger. And he goes, that's pretty freaking pathetic. You can't find anything in your life to be grateful for right now. There's this thing people think that, like, I'll be happy when. Once I get, like, this big, amazing home, or once I get this car, or once I get this relationship or an amount of money, then I'll allow myself some happiness. The problem is the finish line always moves. You never arrive there, right? The other part is people think, well, if I enjoy myself now, I'm gonna lose my drive. In other words, if I can just wire myself with enough pain all the time, I won't lose my drive or ambition. The truth is there's no correlation between the two at all. There's no relationship between you feeling complete pain all the time and losing drive. And so I talk about living in a state of blissful dissatisfaction. And really, the best example of that would be like if you've ever, I love a good meal, right? You know, if I bite into a great piece of steak, if you're a steak eater like I am, you take that first bite, it's like complete bliss, right? There's no correlation between how great that tasted and your lack of desire for the next bite. In fact, that bliss causes you to want more of it. And so the more we can begin to reward ourselves with bliss, we're not gonna lose our dissatisfaction. We're not gonna lose that. And so for me, our brains, this dopamine hit you get when you do something successful, if you constantly cheat yourself out of that hit, right, biomechanically in your body, less and less in the future will you want to achieve the next level, the next dream, the next step. And that's why so many people stall out in life. We build habits, rituals, and disciplines that serve us, okay? The reason my standards are set so high is because I don't want to leave it up to my own devices. My standard is one more minute on the treadmill. My standard is one more person I can reach that day, one more phone call, one more something. And so for me, I raise them every single year, but the way I get to do it is I link it to my reasons. And so goals are really empty to me. You show me someone with compelling, emotional, gigantic reasons, I'll show you someone who's changing their standards all day long. So like, give you one quick version that you've not heard before. One of the reasons I'm relatively fit is not just peak state. I have an uncle in my family that died at 50 years old of a heart attack. He's my godfather, my dad's only brother. I kind of resembled him. And I look like him a lot. So on the way back from his funeral, my reticular activator's on heart attacks. On the TV screen on the airplane, I'm listening to music, is the Oprah Winfrey Show. She's going through a new heart scan. I've unplugged my headphones, plug it into the airplane one. They're talking about this new scan at Cedar Sinai that at that time was new. It could read the plaques in your arteries, the calcifications, without going, you know, really invasively. I scheduled it. I went in. I had a world-class doctor who understood reasons and leverage instead of just prescribing. Because when we coach people, you need to do this, you need to do this. Doctors do it. Take this pill, take this. He understood leverage and reasons. And I'm in the law. When I walk in, I sit down, the doctor comes up and he says, "Oh my, I can't believe these arteries are in that young body." Got my attention. We walk back in, we sit down. He could still go, "You need Crestor, eat clean, get out of here." Isn't that what an average doctor does, right? No, wired me with huge reasons. He goes, "Let me ask you a question. I heard your wife's pregnant. Do you have?" I said, "Yeah, I have a son." And he says, "Do you want to be there when he graduates from high school to be there for that day?" I said, "Yes, sir, yeah." He goes, "Your wife's pregnant. What do you have?" And I said, "A daughter. Would you like to walk her down the aisle on her wedding day, or are you okay that it's some other man?" I went, "What the fuck is on this scan, right?" Like, and he goes, "I want to be very clear with you. If you keep going down the road you're going, there'll be some other man with your son at graduation high school, and a stranger's walking your daughter down the aisle that's not even born yet on her wedding day. But if you do exactly what I tell you to do, you'll be there." And so to this day, brother, there are mornings when I wake up, not every morning, I don't want to go to the gym. I go, "Bella's wedding, Bella's wedding, Bella's wedding." So my standards are high because of my big old reasons. Other dudes may miss the gym that day because they're not going to miss their daughter's wedding if they don't go. But I've convinced myself I'll miss my daughter's wedding. So I will get my ass out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning and I will get to that gym because my reasons are bigger, so my standards are higher. So that's what I think causes us to have great standards, is huge reasons. And I think anytime you meet somebody like yourself or myself who might now appear self-confident, it's because I really had to find tools and resources because I was so insecure and shy and introverted. So I had to find techniques and resources to build that up in me. And for me, it's very simple. It's the promises that I keep to myself. If I have a habit over and over of beginning to stack one on top of the other of keeping promises I make to me, not other people. In other words, the minute you begin to get external in your life, worrying about what other people think about you, right? You've lost all control. And it never fills you up. And people's admiration, people's gratitude towards you will never fill you up. It's your own inside. And so for me, self-confidence comes from keeping the promises I make to myself. And the other part of it is being aware I'm doing it.
If you want to be an anomaly, you have to act like one. Like, people want all these special things to happen, but then they're acting like everybody else. It's just an incredible time, and I think the way people look at the world right now, because it's such an incredible time, is actually the quickest tell to who they are. If you think it sucks and it's bad, you have losing pessimistic DNA. And if you think it's awesome and phenomenal, you have optimistic winning DNA. My lack of interest in complaining is so high. And when I watch what people complain about, it breaks my heart because they completely lack perspective. And I genuinely believe my happiness and optimism comes from my perspective. There's so many people that are talking about how big of an entrepreneur they're gonna be and how much they're gonna achieve, and they don't work on weekends. You know, I worked every Saturday of my 20s. Like, and I talk to 20-year-old entrepreneurs every single day. Lately, I've been saying to them, "This Saturday, you're gonna have more time off than I've had in my entire 20s. So like, before you tell me how you're gonna be bigger than me, start thinking about what you're actually doing." I think positivity and good is practical advice to building an empire, and I want to be the poster child of the person that built the biggest, baddest empire and did it by being a good dude along the way. I plan to instill kindness into my kids. I plan on instilling perspective into my kids. I plan in instilling just being a good human being, right? Like, I don't need them to be an entrepreneur. I don't need them to make me proud. They don't need to go to Harvard. They don't need to do shit. They need to be themselves, all in, and they need to be kind, and I'm good. I don't judge myself. I'm fully in love with myself. But I'm also fully in love with everybody else too. It goes both ways. Like, I tell people to buy into me, that work for me, it's because I buy into them first. I don't need anybody to gain trust with me. It's there. The reality is that it's just never been better to be a human being. That's just the truth. That's just data. That's reality. And not everybody's gonna be happy about everything I did, but if it's 97% of people talking good behind your back, that's a real legacy. And I wanna do it in a pop culture way. I'm gonna do it anyway. People have done that before. Just so you know, there's plenty of people. Warren Buffett's a really good dude. Like, there's plenty of people that have done that. There's a difference. I wanna do it and I wanna be a rock star, right? Like, and that's where you influence people. Like, you know, like, I wanna do it, but I also wanna be the most popular. And so then that person's like, oh, I wanna be him, so I guess I'll be nice. Like, I wanna literally take people who have DNA that's kind of nice and make them more nice because they think that's how I became big. So I basically wanna trick the business world into becoming kinder. I'm careful to not give advice that I know is uniquely something that I was gifted with. Like, how do I tell you that, oh, here's how it actually works, and it almost started happening, it didn't happen. Like, I actually get goosebumps. Like, actually, like real heavy goosebumps when I hear something that I know feels right. What's the advice there? Hey, Johnny, start getting goosebumps. Like, there's certain things that I can't talk about because I know they're not practical. They're intuitive to me. There's a lot of push towards being a workaholic, and hard work is a learned behavior. I see it in my team. There's people that come into I've seen it in the thousands of employees I've had, which is the closer they are to the sun, the harder they work. And I'm like, aha. And so I definitely feel like I learned hard work by watching my parents. And so it's why I talk so much about hustle. I watch people give advice completely predicated on natural talent and DNA, and I'm like, look, like, I get it. Like, I can throw a football every day for 9 hours a day. I'm just not physically built to be competitive at the highest levels. So yeah, I do think, you know, if anybody watching right now, if there's anything they take away, it's like, look, like, you're gonna only be so pretty, you're only gonna be so smart. Like, there's things that are gonna be natural, and there's things that you can actually control. I do believe, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, I don't, but I do believe that work ethic is a taught behavior. It's something you do have more control over. And so I feel like there's a shift that can make people work harder. If you're complaining, like, to me, life is broken down into complaining and not. So if you're not complaining, well, then I have no advice for you. We're beating ourselves up. Like, everybody sucks at something, right? Like, we all have shortcomings and we all have strengths. And for me, it's like, why don't we just audit that? Like, why don't we just look at it that way and be like, all right, well, I'm good at this, but I'm not good at that. Like, and then I only focus what I'm good at, right? Like, I don't dwell that I can't fix shit around the house. I call somebody to fix it. Like, I'm not like, I'm not a man. I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, like, I don't get it. Like, we all, like, I also think it's awesome that I'm so emotionally stable and I'm the emotional backbone of everybody. Is that what a dude's supposed to do? Like these cliches, these stereotypes, they're so silly. You're exactly right, man. I believe that the human race is so grossly underrated. We are good. Of course we have some bad. There's 7 billion of us. But like, when you look at our net score, it's bonkers shit. Like, do you know how much damage we could be doing to each other on an hourly basis, and we don't? Like, we're still here. Like, we won. We're the alpha being, and we've figured out how to stay together. This is insane when you think about it.
If you take a look back on your life and bring things all the way to where you are now, if you were really honest with yourself, and I mean brutally honest, you know that you haven't been living up to your true potential. And the thing is, The world is not to blame. Not your spouse, not your parents, not your employer, not the education system. None of those things are to blame. Deep down inside, you're too afraid to admit that where you're at in your life right now is the result of you. Your decisions, your mindset, and all of your habits have led you to your current reality. And the fact is, you've been living by everybody else's rules, their thoughts, and their perspectives. And it's led you to this point in your life where you know you can't continue to go on like this. There has to be something else. So here's what I need you to do today. I need you to listen to that voice that's been crying out to you for years. The voice that's been buried underneath the expectations of everyone else. The voice that's been speaking to you saying, I'm tired of living life this way. I'm tired of not pursuing my dreams. I'm tired of holding back the greatness that is within me. I know I'm capable of so much more. It's time to listen to that voice. You've listened to the voice of your friends long enough. You've listened to the voice of your family long enough, to society long enough, to everything else but you long enough. How many times has someone or something else stopped you from taking action? How many times have you looked back and thought to yourself, what would have happened if I pushed forward instead of allowing the circumstances of life to push me backwards? How many times have you put your trust in others instead of having an unwavering belief in yourself? You are the answer. That voice inside you is the answer. It's time to trust that energy inside you that's making you uncomfortable with being average. You know, that force that proves to you that you're not meant to be like everyone else. It's time to align yourself with who you are and what you are purposed to do. Will you face adversity? Absolutely. Will there be challenges along the way? Yes, there will. But you can make it. Yes, you can make it. The moment you say no more and start to take action towards your version of success, everything else will start to change for you. When are you going to realize that you're not waiting for success? Success is waiting for you.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.